If you go to downtown Dayton to the Levitt Pavilion to take in an outdoor concert this summer, look up at the surrounding buildings. From street level, they seem like typical high-rises, but on top of the Center City building on the corner of Main and East 4th Street, there's a 7-story tower that looks a little like a house. Today on Why So Curious, listener Earl Moyers asks this question. What is that structure on top of the Center City building? Community Voices producer Renee Wild went to find out.
At one time, the Center City building was the tallest skyscraper in Dayton. That odd little structure on top was originally capped by a chapel when the building was owned by the United Brethren Church in the early part of the 20th century. The buildings changed hands a few times, and in 1975, Albert and Nessie Vance of the Heidelberg Brewing Company bought the building and downsized from their suburban home in Oakwood, converting those upper floors into a penthouse apartment, with another apartment for their grown son Albert Vance on one of the lower floors.
You know, I think my parents thought that it was time to try to start getting people to come back down to Dayton. Any successful town needs people living in.
10,000 people lived in downtown Dayton in the 50s. But when the Vances moved in, according to an article in the Dayton Daily News, the population was down to 800. Nevertheless, Albert Vance says he has some good memories.
One of the nice things when I was living there was at that time they had renovated the arcade. And there were several restaurants in there. There was a food store. There was a bakery. The ability just to walk across the street and get a carton of eggs or a croissant from the bakery or something, that was a pretty nice bonus. But then downtown continued to die, and the old arcade building closed up and so forth, and there wasn't a lot to do down there.
But the Vance family liked the old building and wanted to be downtown, despite the challenges.
There were a few obstacles that we faced because it was an old, old building. To get up to the tower portion were manually controlled elevators.
There were some tenants on the floors below, but eventually they all moved to the main portion of the building, and the Vances became the only occupants, and the last, to use that upper part of the building. In a downtown coffee shop, I met with Andrew Walsh, author of the book Lost Dayton.
It's probably my favorite downtown building, I would say. It's just a really cool old vintage skyscraper.
So cool, in fact, that it was put on the National Historic Register in 1993. Andrew Walsh had a chance to see the penthouse a few years ago.
You know, squatters had been in there, so there was, you know, some graffiti here and there and some damage, but, you know, it's an amazing view out of those windows. So you can, it doesn't take much imagination to picture, you know, what a cool space that could be again.
And the Center City building just might have another rebirth, because it's part of what's called the Nine, a revitalization project which includes the Levitt Pavilion across the street. The new owners, Virginia-based Center City Partners LP, say they will spend $46 million to renovate the building into a mix of retail, office, and yes, once again, living space. For Why So Curious, I'm Community Voices producer Renee Wild.
Why So Curious is our series where you ask the questions and WYSO producers answer them on the air. Tell us what you're curious about by visiting our website, wyso.org.